Welcome to another Carlin Live Sports Show. I'm Robert Lidler.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
And today our special guest is Wayne Jeske, who has just run a marathon. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Thank you.
Now, first off, just tell us, why did you run a marathon?
Exactly. Why would you do that?
I guess a couple of things. I turned 40 late last year. Haven't really done a lot of sport recently, particularly since we have a few young kids. So all the organised sport sort of fell by the wayside. So I just wanted to have something to work towards and just see what it was like, really.
I heard you used to be a bit of a swimmer, is that correct, and tennis player?
Yep. Through high school, I was a pretty decent swimmer. Enjoyed my tennis, enjoyed a bit of everything, really, when I was a kid. Then dropped off through adulthood, obviously. Had a couple of attempted returns to sport that didn't go so well.
You had a great season playing social basketball, do you remember that? That was... Did you get through injury-free?
Two ankle reconstructions from my attempted return to social basketball and tennis in my mid-30s. So, yeah, the ankles are good after the reconstructions. Sort of want to test those out as well.
I just want to take this little opportunity to apologise for Sean bringing basketball up again, but it cannot be helped.
Have you ever played any type of baseball?
Never played baseball.
No. Never been interested in baseball?
Don't know why you would. So... Yeah, no, we've got cricket if we want to get bored.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an in-joke between Sean and myself, but tell us a little bit about when did you decide I'm going to run a marathon and started a training regime?
When I turned 40, I think the day before I had a crack at having a run just to see, I guess as a benchmark, so I just did the 5K run, did it in a bit under half an hour, and I thought this is kind of nice, and got three kids under three at home, and it was a nice bit of peace as well. So I thought maybe training for a longer run would be a good idea. So I started thinking about it then. I think I signed up for the Clare half early in January, thinking that I might work towards the Barossa Marathon in August. So I wasn't actually planning on doing the Adelaide at the time.
So just to put all this in context, people listening, you made up your mind pretty much. It was in December last year.
January.
So we're talking like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought it'd be interesting. I know you've run, so you guys got stuff in common because I know you've done your marathon and your triathlon, and so you've been interested in all that stuff. But Wayne really piqued my interest because I thought, if people are out there thinking about doing this, I don't think about running marathons. But I know when talking to people, there's always something that people might aspire to do. I thought this would be a good story for people to get on board with.
And, of course, Wayne, I ran my marathon when I had three children under three as well.
There's something common. So you guys actually running away from your children? Is that the process?
Pretty much, yes. because you can't do organised sport, so you don't get that side of things. It's just too hard. And then you'd need to have something to get you out in a bit of space and a bit of thinking time. And
so your poor partner's stuck at home with three young kids doing more than a marathon in a day. Well, you guys were out enjoying your run.
Well, just moving on now that Sean's had a bit of fun. Now, Wayne, you ran your half marathon at Clare about 5 weeks ago.
Yep.
5 weeks before you ran your marathon, 4 weeks before the marathon, you did an hour 47. What was your thinking then about your planning going into the marathon?
At that time, I was planning on getting a lot more longer runs in before the marathon. I overlooked that is the busiest time of year I have at work, and I hardly did any training between the Clare and the actual marathon.
Wow.
But I thought I'd give it a crack anyway. So, look, my intent at the time was very different to the way the next few weeks played out. But I guess my thinking at the time was I did the half in an hour 47. It was pretty comfortable. I was happy with that time. It was a lot better than I thought. So my thinking was I could do that again. Even if I took another 2 hours 10, 2 hours 15, I'd be under that four-hour mark, which is what I was hoping to go for. And that's obviously not how it played out.
No, it gets like that sometimes. Now, the Adelaide Marathon, where does it start? Where does it go? Where does it finish?
Yep, starts at Adelaide Oval, finishes at Adelaide Oval, doubles up on itself. So you go up around the golf course, around Theberton, then back along the Torrens, up around Botanic Drive, and then back to Adelaide Oval. do that twice. Lovely, lovely run. Start at 7 o'clock.
A lot of people?
It's 500-odd entrants in the marathon. And, again, they have the half, the 10, the 5 as well.
When you say 500-odd, it makes me think you've got to be kind of odd to run a marathon.
Yeah, it's funny. At the Clare, you sort of had a bit of everybody, I noticed. You know, people that weren't particularly fit, people that were clearly very fit. Then in the marathon, when we were lining up, I was sort of, you know, you gauge yourself relative to others so you get your position right in the pack. And I was working right to the back of the pack, right from the lineup. There were no half-ass contenders there. It was a serious crowd.
So tell us about your race. You said your plan was to be under 4 hours.
Yep.
Off the back of your half marathon, which, when we talked about it, surprisingly, you pulled up very fresh.
Yeah.
You felt very comfortable after that, which was, you know, that's the longest you had run at that point.
Yep.
So tell us how the race unfolded.
Yeah, okay. I had to go in the plan. The plan was to run, you know, 5 minute 40 splits, just take it nice and steadily. But then on the day, you know, I was feeling fresh. It was a nice day, not too warm. And I just ran at a natural pace. So, you know, the splits were about 5 minutes, and the first 21 Ks was pretty good. So,
what did you do the first 21 in?
Hour 50.
On schedule?
Yep. And I was thinking at that stage that, you know, that gives me, you know, 2 hours 10 to do the second half, and I was pretty confident at that stage, but I did start slowing down intentionally initially, just so I had enough in the tank for the last 10 Ks. But then that intentional slowdown became hard anyway, and the energy just started dropping right off through those next 10 Ks. And I ended up walking a good 6 of the last 8 kilometres, and those are the hardest kilometres of the whole lot. There was a point there, probably at the 35K mark, where I was walking at, you know, over 10-minute splits. And I was thinking, if I keep getting worse at this rate, I'm going to end up standing on the side of the road watching people walk past me. But I wasn't even sure I was going to be able to finish it at that stage. But, you know, I had a bit of food and a bit of a drink, and ended up being able to jog the last K and a half home at a very slow jog. But, yeah, it got hard very quickly in that second half.
Gee, I mean, I suppose at the end you were hoping to get under the 4:30 mark. You just missed out.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, even at the 30K mark, I still thought I'd be able to get in under the 4. But it was that stage where I was walking, where the goal just kept moving back and back, and yeah, 4:30 became the goal, and couldn't get there in the end.
So what now? How long before your next marathon?
August. August is the Barossa, so I've got a little bit of time. I still don't have much time for training, as in much time per week to actually get on the track and train. So I'm hoping I can get in a few longer runs, but hopefully better nutrition, better plan for electrolytes. I had Powerade, which I haven't trained with before, and I don't think sat well with my stomach. And then I think next time I'd be more disciplined about setting out at the pace that I intended on setting out the first time. So change the tactics.
Do you think mentally, knowing that you've done that distance now, that you're, because that was a bit of an unknown, you were confident certainly before you went on into it, but obviously there were some challenges during the race. So now that you've got that under your belt, do you feel that, does that make you look forward to the next one, or do you sort of think, oh, hang on a minute, that might be, is a challenge a bit daunting?
Well, no, it's not daunting. I guess I'm confident that I'll do the next one faster than this one. I'm not so confident I'll get under the 4-hour mark, so that's still aspirational, but yeah, I would like to get there. I'm still not sure how that last 10Ks is going to play out, even with different tactics and nutrition and a little bit more training between now and then. But I won't know until I get there. And I guess that's part of the excitement, because if you knew, then it wouldn't be as much of a goal. You know, it's one of those unknowns. You know it's going to hurt. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the challenge. And just I guess part of that challenge is seeing how close to that 4 hours I can get with minimal training. It's not ideal. I'd like to do more, but that's life's trade-offs.
I think you need to give yourself a realistic goal, like perhaps 4 hours 20, and sort of aim maybe next year to crack 4 hours.
Yep. Yep. I don't know if my wife's going to let me do one next year.
Or 2 years.
Yeah. As it is, I'm lucky to get permission to do another one. I sort of don't want to waste the opportunity. And, yeah, I know it'd be sensible to be, you know, maybe just aiming for the Adelaide next year. But who knows what's going to happen between now and then.
You can take one of the kids in the pram and push them around the course.
Now, look, it's fantastic to hear someone's experience for the first time to run a marathon. Forget this running 210 marathons that all these super athletes do for their first marathon and stuff like that, because at the end of the day, the majority of people that run a marathon are just Joe Blows, just like yourself and me, just people that want to achieve their Mount Everest.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that, I guess, it's a bucket list thing, isn't it? You know, you want to see if you can do it. And, you know, if I hadn't set that four-hour goal, if I just set doing it as my goal, then I'd probably be happy with that. But, you know, I guess we come up with these nominal goals.
Do something different. Push yourself.
Just a question without notice in regards to how do you think Sean Carlin would go running a marathon?
Oh, he'd kill it. All that basketball training.
You think he'd break 5 hours? I mean,
I would break bones in my feet. I don't know if I'd break. Is there a cutoff time?
Is 8 hours, I reckon. Yeah, it was a long time.
I remember Bryce. I went to hear Bryce Courtney speak one time, and he ran marathons and did these ultra marathons, and he ran one in Africa, South Africa, and he said he finished this thing, and there was hardly anyone left. They were basically shutting down all the finish line when he got there. And he said he was just exhausted and his feet were bleeding and he was just in all this pain. And he lay down, he made it, and he lay down. And he's waiting for someone to come to help him. And finally he thought, someone's here to help me. And this guy took his shoe off and actually poured some of the blood out of his shoe. Because it was the scientists and they were testing people. And they left him there. And I thought, why would anyone want... That does not sound like fun.
Was your wife at the finish line when you finished?
No, she was
at home looking after
the kids.
Oh, of course. When you crossed the line, what was the initial euphoria? How did you feel when you first crossed that line, knowing, well, at least you ran a marathon?
Honestly, I was just disappointed that I hadn't been able to jog through those last 10Ks. So it was, you know, there wasn't really any satisfaction, to be honest. It was disappointment, and then it was looking at the stairs you had to climb from the bottom of Adelaide Oval to get to the top, and then the realization that I parked up in North Adelaide and had to walk up the hill. So it was disappointment and then dismay at my poor decision making.
Well, I don't think you should be disappointed. Why you've achieved something that not everyone can do. You've set yourself that challenge and got through it. And obviously, it's a great learning curve as well. So I think you should be proud of
it. It was a good learning experience. Absolutely.
I don't think the time matters that much. I think the completion is something you should be very satisfied with. And in fact, I remember I ran 3 marathons 30-odd years ago, and recently someone seemed really amazed that I'd actually run a marathon. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we did it. We're a little bit disappointed in our times, et cetera. But it made me realise there's so many other people that say they're going to run a marathon and never do. So congratulations. I think it was a good
effort.
Thank
you. Cheers.
We got to
wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll have you on again sometime, perhaps after you...
After the next one.
Yeah, it'll be good.
We might interview him halfway through, see how he's travelling.
Well, he'll be walking by then.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. This is another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.